a former chemistry instructor, I still embrace ways to connect science into everyday situations as a facilitator. Brain research results show how much influence the mind has over the brain, body, and heart. As I develop my Financial Fortitude Now program, I am focusing applying research strategies that can enable us to build mental muscle in managing our money. Scientific studies show the brain sends chemical messages to other parts of the body. The type of message sent from the mind to the brain will determine feelings and responses in digestion, respiration, circulation, and any other regulatory systems. Depending on the nature of the message, the resulting action and bodily response can be positive or negative. In the area of managing finances, our brain messages can and do impact the bottom line. Depending on how we respond to influences in our environment shapes our perspective and being mindful or mindless. Our behavior as parents is the real reality television our children watch every moment of their day. Therefore, as role models for our children, how we act today plays a significant role in who they will be tomorrow. I know, parents, you are probably saying, based on what you see in your children today, tomorrow looks like it will most likely never happen. Well, those of us who have adult children and are willing to be very honest will admit that they do see themselves, the good and the not so good, in their offspring. All of the habits we have today, we have learned from our parents, teachers, and peers. And from the moment we are born, we learn and practice interaction, action, and processing skills until they become second nature to us. What we do today is a reflection of our lifelong training. When we look at rigorous programs athletes or Navy SEALs go through, there are a number of things we can learn from them. No. I'm not proposing that we as parents engage in becoming professional athletes or sign up to be Navy SEALs. However, there are some concepts that we can embrace. There is one concept that Rick Hansen talks about in his book, Buddha's Brain, about developing an Olympian state of mind. During the coming year, I plan to use this forum to exchange ideas about how we can develop the mental muscle in aligning our heart, mind, and body to create better financial foundation for ourselves and our families. To get started, let's see where we may be right now. It is the end of January, and those New Year's resolutions may have faded away after you put away the holiday decorations and gifts. By this time, you have received credit card statements or bank statements reflecting your holiday purchases. Depending on whether you use cash or credit will determine whether you owe or do not owe any money for your holiday purchases. I'd like for you to check out this article that I have a link to on my website page that will tell you what my dad taught me about getting ready for Christmas. In that spirit, I'd like to know from you, what are some strategies that you're using to prepare for the end of the year holidays of 2014 or in repaying any of your holiday debts? Now, next month, we will begin uncovering how to be the leader of our brain by delving into our daily actions and managing money. As my dad said, there are three things you're doing with money: spending, making, or managing it. And whatever you're doing the most will determine how much you have. Have a great rest of the day and look forward to touching base with you next month. Bye.